Welcome to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Your host, Carl Nordgren, will teach you how to take an expansive view on what it means to be creative and entrepreneurial. Carl is an entrepreneur, novelist, and a lifelong student. For 20 years, he has been learning how to help folks grow their creative capacities. Now, here's Carl.
Hello, this is Carl Nordgren. You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. Exploring Your Creative Genius is the show, folks, that believes that there's nothing more important. I know that sounds pretty powerfully committed, but that there's nothing more important for you than developing your creative and your entrepreneurial qualities. And the best way for you to do that is to not have me tell you how to be creative, but for you to figure that out, for you to create your own profile, your own situationally intelligent understanding of what it means to be creative. And I'm going to help you do that by giving you lots and lots of different directions, lots of different perspectives. We have a return guest. A couple of weeks back, I had Charles Johnson on the show. I think I told you all towards the end of the show that I was determined to get him back. Charles, thanks for coming back. Let me remind folks a little bit about your background, and then I'll turn it over to you. One of the reasons we've had him back for a second show is he's got so many wonderful stories to tell. He was a writer in Hollywood, working on TV shows for Paramount and Warner Brothers. He was a business strategist. I think I mentioned in the last show that one of his roles as a strategist was as the strategic director for LA County's five-year development plan. Wow, that just seems like such a huge undertaking. And now he's an entrepreneur. He's had a couple of entrepreneur gigs. We heard a little bit about them, and we heard about his new product. Last show, we're going to hear a lot more about it today. Charles, thanks for coming back and being my guest on the second show.
My pleasure. I really appreciate you having me back on, Carl.
Well, you know, Charles, we have this really unusual relationship, or at least from my perspective, and that is that we immediately became so very, very close, whenever that was, 20 plus years ago, and we hardly ever see each other. But when we see each other or talk to each other, we're right back there in the wonderful depths of our friendship. And so I just really dig that. So again, thanks for coming back on the show. One of the things I do with my guests, Charles, is I ask them to talk about themselves through the template of six creative types. Sometimes I call them six generative types. The core to them, the first four of these types, are you motivated to be creative because you're a saint, or because you're an explorer, or because you're a warrior, or because you're an artist? Those all came from IBM. They were trying to help their employees become more creative, and their idea was, if you can get a sense of who you are now, that'll help your growth. I then subsequently added two more types. Are you creative because you love being an orchestrator? You know, you love to bring all the pieces together. Or are you, all of a sudden I'm dropping the word, but are you motivated to be creative because you're a cultivator? You like to take a good idea and make it an even better idea. And so Charles has had a chance to look over these six creative types. I've never met anybody, Charles, who says they're just one. Usually they're some combination of two or three. Tell us who you are through the lens of these types.
Yeah, you know, I thank you for putting this together, and I'm sure you probably throw a lot of your guests off with it because you know you don't think that you everyone likes to feel that they can do a little bit of everything until I started reading these questions. I'm like, that's kind of me. That's definitely me. But, oh wow, I never thought about that. You know, these are fantastic questions. But you know, at my core, you know me, you know, long enough. In my core, I'm a writer. I'm a storyteller. I'm an artist. You know, right. Most of my life, you know, I've had the luxury of owning this gift. You know, of knowing how to express my feelings through prose. You know, I think we talked a little bit about this in the last show. You know, my younger years, when I was really trying to figure out, you know, where my creativity lied, I used to say, as I got a little bit older, that, you know, being a writer was almost kind of a selfish existence. And what I mean by that is that whatever troubles I was facing, especially mostly when I was young, single, no kids, and bound by nothing, I could just pick up my journal, go away for hours, few days, and just write until I felt better, you know, think things through. You know, I didn't have to tell anyone where I was going. I didn't have to share feelings with anyone. I could take my time processing my thoughts. I could analyze solutions without feedback, you know, pushback from anybody, you know, but the end result was always to gain clarity.
Yes.
But sometimes it was just to get my point across, you know, to get others to see my vision. But of course, you know, you get older, you can't operate like that. You know, you have kids, a spouse, a support system, you know, you know, I had to shelve that way of doing things and adopt listening a little bit more. And that's what was kind of scary. I thought that, you know, changing up this process that led to what I considered a successful journey as a writer in Hollywood would diminish my creativity. It actually didn't. It expanded my creativity because I was now able to prevent groupthink, so to speak, in my own decision-making process,
right.
You know, from going from always being in my own head, getting right. the same advice from this knucklehead myself, to opening myself up to diversity of thought. By visiting another person's head and seeing their point of view.
Nice.
So, you know, when you pair that, you know, active listening technique, you know, with your own life experiences, you know, you're able to, you know, pair in my situation, my storytelling skills to share those experiences. And they, you know, often resonated with people who were reaching out to me. So in a sense, I learned to creatively help solve problems. And I began using those tactics in business, engage investors, attract teams of talented people, manage those teams, and most importantly, retain those teams. You know, it seems counterintuitive to juxtapose art with business, but in order to differentiate yourself from, you know, from others, and really, you know, for selfish purposes to, you know, relax my own brain, it's good to have an artistic gene.
Absolutely. It distinguishes you. So that didn't surprise me. What's another type that, I'm going to hear one, but I'm not going to commit to it. I want to hear what other types you see yourself as.
I'd have to say maybe a warrior. You know, I'm kind of competitive. You know, it pains me to say this. You know, but I'm from Chicago, and actually, I'm from Chicago, and this is essentially, you know, at the University of North Carolina. But I'm not a Michael Jordan competitor, you know, where I'm going to rip your heart out to win. You know, that's Jordan.
Right.
Trust me, I saw it up front.
Yeah. Yeah. In the earlier show, folks, Charles actually had a basketball shot rejected by Michael Jordan. So he's seen Michael Jordan's competitiveness up close. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not that type of, you know, competitor. You know, I'm more of a LeBron competitor, you know, where I'll play to win. But that fierceness, you know, that fierce drive, I just don't have that.
Right.
Not that way. You know, I can right. be your friend in the process. Make no mistake, I'm there to win. But, you know, that's just my way of doing it. So business, I never invited the spotlight, so to speak, to showcase what I love to do, because the goal was never to get applause. It was only to satisfy my desire to win,
right.
And or solve a problem. So,
excellent.
I'm not sure if that qualifies me as a warrior, but I think I'm probably in that category.
That works for me for sure. For sure. Well, we're going to break now, folks. Charles will be here for a second and a third segment. We're going to talk more about creativity in general, but we're also going to talk about this extraordinary new product that he's created. If you have friends who men of color, they want to be listening to this show, so call them during the break and get them to tune in, because Charles is going to tell great news about a product that he's got for us.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for coming back. We're talking to Charles Johnson. He's been a guest on the show before. Charles has got so many wonderful creative experiences to share. And he's also got a great product that he's launching. But before we get to the product, Charles, let's revisit. At the end of the first segment, Charles was telling us about who he is through the lens of the six creative types that I've talked to the listeners about. Charles, you said you were a warrior. You said you were an artist. Is there any of the other of those types that resonates with you that you can see yourself acting through that type?
Yeah, you know, I think being an orchestrator, you know, I do enjoy that part of it. That's not who I am, you know, in my core. But I'll give an example. I hate to give this example because it's become politicized now, but the Elon Musk, when he was scaling Tesla, he pulled one of his best engineers aside and threw him in the HR department. And I remember a friend of mine saying, that's weird. And I, immediately replied by saying, no, that's smart, because that engineer will know who to hire and who to send home. An HR director would know that. And that was something I was already doing with my ad tech company. And it's kind of a humbling experience because it forced me to face my own weaknesses, my vulnerabilities, then figure out who can strengthen them, who can fill those gaps. You know, once I identify those people, you know, I pitched to them to join my venture the same way I pitched to investors. You know, the only spin was that I was able to tell them how awesome they were, how dumb I was, and how much I needed them, and what I'd do to make sure that they were always happy if they joined the team. I do enjoy that aspect of it, you know, accepting that you're not the smartest person in the room, you know, actually kind of gave me, a sense of strength, because I knew I was surrounding myself with people who were good at what they did and probably wouldn't leave because they felt they could excel at their best without any restrictions.
Well, I got lucky. I was used to being the smartest person in the room through about high school. And then I went to college. And I realized I wasn't the smartest person in this room by a long shot. And instead of resenting that, I figured out, oh, well, maybe I can be the guy that helps the smartest people in the room get even more accomplished than they would have otherwise. So I've never had a problem not being the smartest person in the room.
Okay, so Carl's an orchestrator.
Well, there you go. There you go. There you go. Well, with being a warrior, being an artist, being an orchestrator, it's not surprising at all that you're an entrepreneur. And so, yes, you've had other entrepreneurial experiences, but what's really important to us right now is for you to tell us about your new product, one that you launched fairly recently. We talked a little bit about it a couple of weeks ago, but presume people that are listening now didn't hear about it a couple of weeks ago. So tell us about your new product, sir.
Sure. Okay. It's called the Bump Serum. You know, it's a three-product shaving system, you know, designed to help mitigate razor bumps. It's a shaving gel, it's an aftershave, and it's a moisturizing cream. You know, and all three work together as a system to help mitigate razor bumps. You know, I've been using it for 12 years or so. I never thought about bringing it to market. This is one thing I didn't talk about last time, of why I brought it to market. Because I was using it on myself. And I had a buddy of mine who we went to undergrad with. He was visiting from Sweden. And he was complaining about his razor bumps. He had a little bit of a small beard. And I said, here, try this out. He's like, well, what is this? And when I explained to him, it was something that I concocted. He was just like, I don't know about this, Charles. I don't blame him. But he took it with him anyway. And a couple weeks later, he came back. He said, man, what the heck was that you gave me? My razor bumps are gone. And I said, yeah, I've been using it. And he's like, why the heck aren't you bringing this to market? You knucklehead, you're a business guy. And so I had him actually join the team, you know, as an advisor to help me, you know, move the needle along. I didn't know how to, you know, dealing with the FDA and compliance and this, that, and the other. So he actually studied at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, studied medicine at the Karolinska Institute. And that's the same hospital that gives out the Nobel Prize. So he's, you know, no joke. He brought in one of his other friends who actually worked with the FDA and worked with companies to help them compliant with the FDA. And he's an advisor in the company to really help us move the needle in getting this product manufactured and out to the public. So
make sure that those of us – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I wanted to make sure that we weren't going to run up against your commercial break.
No, we're good. We're good. So for those of us who aren't men of color, black men who have razor bumps, make sure we have a good understanding of what this problem is for people, for men.
Okay. Yeah. Great question. So first off, this will work for anyone. This will work for any man. It's just the only difference is that a black man, our hair curls out and then grows out and then curls back into the skin. Where generally, you know, Caucasians, the hair just grows out. That's right. Why, you know, you're not prone to razor bumps. So this shaving system really kind of promotes straight hair growth where it doesn't curl back into the skin. The razor, the shaving gel will make the razor slide off the skin, glide off the skin a lot easier to prevent nicks. The hydrating cream will, again, trap the moisture in to allow that hair to grow out straight. So when you do shave, you don't have to worry about, you know, that those hairs getting stuck in there.
And so you were using this, your Swedish advisor said, let's get it to market, pick it up from your decision then to finally get it to market.
Yeah, so we just started the process. You know, I had to, it took me a while to identify a packaging company, because you know you wanted a packaging company that's not going to compromise the contents inside. So we got lucky and found the packaging company that supplies for Estee Lauder and L'Oreal. They put us in touch with the manufacturer who manufactures for Estee Lauder and L'Oreal, and they actually kind of went in their own pocket and bankrolled our first samples. You know, we're on file with them right now, and everything is ready to go. So we actually just secured our first round of funding recently. So our order has gone in to the manufacturer and the suppliers, and we should be launching on Veterans Day, which is November 11th of this year.
Wonderful. And we're going to pick up the maybe it was purposeful, the relationship between your product and the military. We want to hear about that in the second segment, but we've got enough time here with about a half minute left. So again, the name of the product is Bump Serum.
The Bump Serum.
The
Bump
Serum.
TheBumpSerum.com, at The Bump Serum on Instagram.
So you'll be selling online. Will you be trying to get into retail locations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we'll be selling online, and we're talking with retailers right now, including Amazon. So.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, folks, we have another segment coming up. Charles is going to talk more about the product, and I'm sure we're going to have some more fun, creative discussion as well. So please come on back from the break.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for coming back. This is the final segment of Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. Thanks for listening. My guest today is Charles Johnson. He's back for a second time. I had him a couple of weeks ago. For two reasons. Got great creative stories. What we were talking about in the segment right before this one was his entrepreneurial experience starting a new company to bring a new product to market, the Bump Serum, a three-part system. Charles, tell us a little bit more about that and about your organization and about where you're going next with this great idea.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, you know, the Bump Serum, again, it's the, a three-step shaving system, you know, designed to reduce razor bumps. Restore skin confidence, that type of thing. It's a shaving gel, and that shaving gel is to help clean the razor and make the shaving process a lot smoother. The aftershave is to reduce the inflammation after you shave, because essentially when you shave, that is trauma to the skin with the blade scraping against the skin. So this will reduce the inflammation in that, and then a sealant cream to kind of lock in moisture and really kind of promote that straight hair growth, so it won't curl back into the skin. And when your next shave, you're more likely to have a smooth shave. So
nice.
That's our product.
Now, you referenced in our first show, you talked a little bit about the significance of this for men in the military. You want to give us a quick reminder of what that's all about?
Yeah. I didn't realize how much of an issue this was. So, you know, again, men in the military have to shave every day or keep that clean shave and appearance. And, short of a long story, African-American men are 60% of all PFB, as they call it, pseudofolliculitis barbae. That's a clinical name for razor bumps. African-American men are 60% likely to have that. 66% of all African-American men in the military have these shaving waivers. And that means that, hey, the doctor said that they have this issue and they can't keep this clean shaven appearance. But now there's a mandate, a directive in different branches in the military, probably all of them. But I know the directive just came down in the Army just as recently as 2 weeks ago that they have to go, you know, go on this kind of regimen to get rid of these razor bumps. And if their issue isn't resolved within a year, they're at risk of being discharged. So we really want to help with that, to make sure that does not happen to people. Again, not to politicize this at all. That's not what we're trying to do. We just want to make sure that we are a solution to a problem out there, in the military or not.
And will your strategy be to be present to where these young men are, or will you try to actually work with the Department of Defense?
Oh, great question. Maybe a little bit too deep in there, but there's an outlet called AFIS. It's like the Army Navy store.
Okay.
I think it's called Next or something like that for the Navy store, but essentially they're military stores, or the PX stores. I think that's
sure.
that covers all of them.
Right.
We're working to get our products inside of the PX stores, and that way that military guys, they can just go right into the store and purchase it right off the shelf. Online, obviously, is going to be another issue, another avenue to purchase the product. But my understanding for people in the military, I have not served, is that it's a lot easier for them to buy from the brick and mortar stores near the Army bases.
I haven't served either, but as a kid, I used to go into PXs with my uncle who was in the Air Force, and I just thought, wow, what a cool place a PX was.
Yeah. You know, it is. And one of the things we're going to be doing at some point is setting up kind of like trade show booths inside of those PX stores,
cool.
You know, anyone that will allow us. And of course, I'll be flying all over the country to,
sure.
You know, try to get exposure. But, you know, we really would love people in the military to help spread the word about the Bump Serum. Go to thebumpserum.com. You have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Sign right now. It's at 25% off your first order when we drop in on November 11th, Veterans Day. And there'll be a subscription model. So if you want to have delivered to you every 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, you figure it out. We can, you know, make sure that you get a discounted price on that as well.
That's very cool. Well, we've got 1 minute left. You want to share a little bit more about the Bump Serum, or one of the things that I love to hear guests talk about is how do you get out of the creative doldrums when you find yourself there? Which direction you want to go in this last minute?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'd love to, you know, talk about the Bump Serum more, but I don't want to turn this into an infomercial. You know, I'd love to talk about creativity. You know, I think it's important, just like you, Carl, for everyone to really kind of tap into their creative gene. It's really what differentiates, you know, us all from one another and from, you know, other nations as well. But yeah, you know, there's, you know, everyone has writer's block, you know, whatever version that is, you know, in their creativity. And for me, you know, I love to go running.
Okay.
I love to get out, go running, go down to the beach and just like, you know, grab nature and let it relax my brain. I also live pretty close to UCLA. So there's a couple of spots over there that I like to just go and hang out, especially at night when it's like nice and calm. And, you know, just having a sense of peace really just kind of relaxes the brain and allows that creativity to kind of re-energize itself. And it generally comes back, you know, but I do think it's important to kind of step away from anything that you're doing to allow your brain to kind of divorce itself from it for a little while. And then you can go, your brain can go back to it and appreciate it more. And then you'll be able to figure things out a lot quicker.
Outstanding. Well, Charles, thanks so much for being a guest. You've given us two wonderful shows. I sure appreciate that. Folks, both of the shows, the earlier show and now this one, posted on the chapelboro.com website. And on the website, there will be information about how you can get access to the Bump Serum product. And thank you, Charles. Thank you so much.
And thank you again, Carl, for having me. I really appreciate it. And check us out. We're going to be at Newtopia Now trade show in Denver, Colorado from August 20th through the 22nd.
Outstanding. Good luck at the show.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
This has been Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. You can listen to other episodes on chapelboro.com.